I just move in on here around all the tables. It's lovely here. It's really glamorous and all that. Lovely wine. Got Rachel in front of me. And you are from?
Cool Carers. I founded
Cool Carers. Cool Carers. Amazing. For caring for others and really talking and socialising with others as well, because we are living in a lonely world. And did you expect to win two awards?
Absolutely not. I was totally overwhelmed. I think I got through four tissues, but incredibly proud. And as I said in the speech, this is on behalf of all the inspirational young carers that we support and their families.
Brilliant.
Phenomenal.
It is.
Absolutely.
And how long have you been involved?
I've worked with young carers for a number of years. I co-founded Cool Carers last year whilst I was at university, and I applied for charity status from the Charity Commission while I was writing my dissertation. Absolutely. And we were granted charity status in July.
Fantastic.
So it's only been a year, and I'm so proud of all of our achievements. But it wouldn't have been possible without the support of Basildon Council, Essex Youth Service, some of the local Rotaries have been fantastic, and all the support that we have from young carers and their families. So for that, I'm truly grateful.
Yeah. Do you find there's an increase of young carers caring for their family, and there's an increase of young carers need a bit of time for themselves, don't they?
Absolutely. Research has shown that young carers they fall under the professional radar. They care in the shadows. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. And I think this is one of the key visions that we have, is to get that message out there for people and for society to understand the plight of young carers, so that, you know, young carers and their families receive the support that they so deserve.
Too rightly true. What sort of support for young carers do you do?
We have two groups running. We have a senior group that is for young people from the ages of around 12 to 18, which runs from Timberlog Youth Centre in Basildon, and we run a primary group for younger children from 8 to the ages of 12, and that runs in Wickford, which is Downtowner Youth Service Centre.
Yes,
which, so both of those centres are Essex Youth Service, so we work in partnership with them. So we run sessions every other week.
And that is also good for them to have a bit of me time as well.
Very much so. The sessions are normally around 2 hours. Gives them the chance to meet other young people that are in similar circumstances to themselves. They have a shared identity, and we provide a lot of one-to-one support. We also do some fantastic activities. We were able to take them to Munich this year to see a brand new planetarium that was inaugurated.
Oh, I bet they're excited.
It was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal, and they're so incredibly resilient. Even when we got stranded in Munich, they were just amazing. We had to stay an extra night, and they cope with it brilliantly.
Brilliant. So, do you find they're mature far quicker?
Very much so.
When they're young, especially when they're caring for somebody,
yes.
They're mature very quicker.
And I think they're extremely non-judgmental. They're very resilient. They're extremely caring, and they just continually give. And as Cool Carers, we want to give them something back because they so deserve that.
Yeah. How would they get in contact with you if they're in that situation, a young child, a teenager, in that situation? They're caring for their mum or they're caring for their family.
Sure.
And how would they get in contact with you?
We have our website. It's coolcarers.co.uk. The cool is spelt with a K.
Yeah,
and our young carers chose the name.
Yeah.
So if they go on the website, it's all very self-explanatory. There is a form. They can just ping us their details. That comes through to me or a member of my staff team, and we can get in contact with them.
Right. And I looked on the stage. You had a little one who's been...
My daughter.
Yeah, your daughter.
Yes.
Yes. Been very inspiring for you.
Yeah, well, she is a young carer.
Yeah.
Oh. And she was my inspiration, and she was the one young lady who, when I was trying to study for my degree and I was trying to support young carers, was the one that said to me, "Mummy, you've got to keep going. This is your dream."
Right.
So indeed, she is my inspiration, and it's thanks to her that I am living my dream.
Oh, It's actually a pleasure speaking
to
you. Congratulations
you so
for
much.
Winning an award. What a surprise.
I know, it certainly was too. A double whammy, my goodness.
Definitely. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.